Hello everyone, this is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. Welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is an outreach of the Catholic Church here in southwestern Michigan, and we're glad you're with us here today in this third Sunday of Lent. And it is March 24th, 2019, and a lot for us to pray about, my brothers and sisters. You know, we see these terrible events that go on every day. Attacks against houses of worship. We see attacks against, you know, the church itself. And we see there is people inside of the church who are practicing criminal behavior too, right? And these people are everywhere. It is an epidemic of sorts, you know. None of us have lived, you know, back in the 1900s or 1800s or, you know, the time when Christ walked the earth. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ has taken all of this on to himself. All of this sin. And I just don't think we think about it. We don't think about how much God has interacted in our life every single day. Now, many people will say, you know, well, God wasn't there when my mom was dying or my father was dying. But my brothers and sisters, we all die. This is part of what Lent's about. You know, we don't have people walking around who are 800 years old. You know, we have self-will. See? We have self-will. And of course, many Christian churches don't, you know, teach, you know, predestination, that this is the way it is. There's the people who are saved and the people who are not. Catholic Church teaches that there's many things that can happen. We can lose our salvation. We can lose our salvation. We do not presume that we are going to heaven. We do not presume that. That presumption, just because we're baptized, or just because, you know, Jesus has come into our heart and soul, that I'm all set and now I can commit all kinds of heinous crimes. No. My brothers and sisters, we are going to be judged on how we've lived our lives. And how we've ignored things. How we refuse to pray. How we refuse to make amends with our brothers and sisters in our own families, in our own neighborhoods. Refuse to go to reconciliation, to reconcile with God. The things that we have offended God about. You know, our perverse lifestyle, our sexual activity, and how we have lived our lives in a very perverse way. To think that these things don't matter, that I can do anything I want, that there are no rules, is absolute insanity and is sin. This corrosive thing that is, you know, clawing upon our society and our culture. You know, divorce has got to be the greatest source of death in a lot of ways. It kills people. Yes, the people are still alive. And of course, many people will cheer them on. You know, well, it's good that you're divorced. I never liked him or I never liked her. Well, this is a sickness. Instead of trying to help that person save their marriage, have you tried counseling? Have you tried praying? Have you tried going to church? But instead of doing that, instead of witnessing the love of Jesus Christ, and the healing love of Jesus Christ and his church, we just tell people, go ahead and get divorced. Go ahead and have the abortion. Yeah, I hate that group of people too. I agree with you. Or not to practice any type of forgiveness. So the scriptures today, my brothers and sisters, are going to open us up. They're going to challenge us. And they're going to challenge us in ways that we can no longer hide from God. Well, I don't believe in God. Doesn't matter. You cannot believe in God, but God still exists. You can say God's not real, but God is real. God is very real. And you know God is real. And yet you turn away. Because you don't like the rules. You don't like the truth. You don't like the fact that you might need to grow up. You might need to say you're sorry. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, the time has come. This is the day. This is the day that we grow up. This is the day that we experience true happiness, true love, true faithfulness. Because that's what we all want. We all want those things. But in order to receive those things, in order for those things to happen, we need to become honest. To thine own self be true. See? To thine own self be true. You can't give away what you don't have. And if you have no peace in your heart, if you're constantly viewing pornography on the internet, cussing and swearing at your brothers and sisters, constantly in turmoil, constantly feeding that evil, feeding that bad wolf inside of us instead of the good wolf. We become that bad wolf. And we hate God right along with it. So my brothers and sisters, in case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're going to go right into our readings. A little bit of preaching there to get us started, but it's all truth, my brothers and sisters. God loves you. God wants the best for you. I love you. That's why I do this radio program. If just one person today hears this and turns away from evil, it's all worth it. It's all worth it. And I say this on my behalf too. Because I am a human being just like you. I have thoughts and faults. You know, terrible things. Terrible things that go through our minds. We need Jesus Christ. We need God to heal us. We need God to help us. This is a struggle. This is a war between good and evil. It's real. It's real. So our first reading is from Exodus. Exodus 3, 1 through 8, 13 through 15. Moses was tending the flock with his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. Leading the flock across the desert, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There an angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in fire, flaming out of a bush. As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw him coming over to look at it more closely, God called out to him from the bush, Moses, Moses! He answered, Here I am. God said, Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your fathers. He continued, The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. But the Lord said, I have witnessed the affliction of my people in Egypt, and I have heard their cry of complaint against the slave drivers. So I know well what they are suffering. Therefore I have come down to rescue them from the hands of the Egyptians and lead them out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Moses said to God, But when I go to the Israelites and say to them that God of our fathers has sent me to you, if they ask me, What is his name? What am I to tell them? God replied, I am who am. Then he added, This is what you shall tell the Israelites. I am sent me to you. God spoke further to Moses. Thus shall you say to the Israelites, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever. Thus I thus am I, to be remembered through all generations. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading today is 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 6, and 10 through 12. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all of them were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from a spiritual rock that flowed, that followed them, and the rock was the Christ. Yet God was not pleased with most of them, for they were struck down in the desert. These things have happened as examples for us, so that we might not desire evil things as they did. Do not grumble, as some of them did, and suffer death by the destroyer. These things happened to them as an example, and they have been written down as a warning to us, upon whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, whoever thinks he is standing secure should take care not to fall. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And then our gospel reading today is the gospel of Luke 13, 1 through 9. That's Luke 13, 1 through 9. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all the Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them. Do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There was once a person who had a fig tree, planted it in his orchard, and when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none, so cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some beautiful words in case you're just joining us. My name is Deacon Louis Zimlick. This is the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And we're going to go over the readings in just a moment here, but some other things in case you're interested in anything about the Catholic Church. You can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org. And you can also listen to our radio program. It is archived on holyfamilyradio.net. And there's also a great selection of Catholic radio stations here in Southwest Michigan to listen to. And I know they just had a fundraising drive just this last week. So, you know, if you've got an extra $5 or $10 sitting around, It is a great ministry to contribute to. There's also, in case you've got questions about the church, there's some great websites, CatholicAnswers.com, which is out in San Diego, I think is probably one of the premier websites to go to for people who are converting from different religions, no matter what the religion is, Mormonism or Islam or any religion, Protestant, different Protestant denominations, Bible churches. A lot of people have come through with the knowledge that they have received through CatholicAnswers.com. And just a lot of great teachers out there. They've really been a blessing. And, of course, they're always looking for money, too. So it's we're glad you're with us here today. And we're going to talk a little bit about repentance, right? And we're also going to be talking about being faced with God. And we see this in our first reading, right? We see this in our first reading, how Moses doesn't know how to handle this vision, right? But God speaks to him. And so we see this thing from the Catechism, 208 of the Catechism. It says here, it says, faced with God's fascinating and mysterious presence, man discovers his own insignificance. Before the burning bush, Moses takes off his sandals and veils his face in the presence of God's holiness. Before the glory of the thrice holy God, Isaiah cries out, woe is me, for I am lost, a sinful man, right? So we see all this. The same thing with Peter, when he depart from me, for I am a sinful man. My brothers and sisters, we are all sinners. All of us. That is where the healing begins. The admission of guilt. That's where healing begins. The admission of guilt. Do you understand that? To thine own self be true. You know, you can go to all the psychiatrists you want. You can even go to church all the times you want. Receive the sacraments all the time you want. But that grace is not fully received. That help from a psychologist or a psychiatrist or even a friend is not received if you have not become honest with yourself. And that honesty, first and foremost, in all of us, every single human being, is that I am a sinner. Sometimes we're terrible sinners. We have terrible sinners in the church. Terrible, awful, dreadful people. People who should be locked up and the key thrown away. Right? People who we have not dealt with properly. Authority figures within the church that we have not dealt with. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it is worse, even worse, in the public school systems, in the governmental systems, in the university systems that exist throughout this country and throughout this world. Actually protecting people. You know, they say that in Pennsylvania, that if you have a charge against a teacher of abuse, any type of abuse, you have 3 years to prove it. You have 3 years to file your claim. After that, they don't want to hear about it. They've negotiated that. That's a great sickness that we have. You know, that people think they can destroy another person's life and not be punished for it. Well, my brothers and sisters, we will be punished. We will be punished. The gates of hell are waiting for those people. And they will receive their punishment. God will decide. And people will say, well, Deacon Louis, you can't judge. That's true. I don't judge. I do not judge. I do not judge your salvation. But I can judge whether what I see, good or evil. And if it is evil, I will report it. I will do something about it. I won't just sit silently. And many of us see things that go on. Many of us see evil that goes on. Evil that goes on in our workplaces. Evil that goes on in our churches and our synagogues. Everywhere. Everywhere. And we refuse to report it. God is asking us to stand up. God is asking us to take account of ourselves, to repent for our sinfulness. God says to Moses, God calls Moses and instructs him in saving his people from slavery. And he never forgets us. God never forgets us. God reveals his name to reveal his faithfulness and for all time. He is the God of our fathers, always present to us, always present with us. This God of Abraham that we claim, the Jewish people claim, the Muslims claim, but that's where it ends. That's where it ends. Now what about the rest of the story? The fullness of the story and the fullness of the truth lies in Jesus Christ. See, God's face is the face of Jesus. God becomes incarnate. God becomes one of us. The fulfillment of all the prophecies. See? It's so beautiful, so powerful. But God has to call you. So ask the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit. If you're not a Christian, you're not a Catholic Christian. Catholics are the fullness of the faith. We receive the fullness of the faith. Over 1 billion, over 2,000 years of history, almost 2,000 years. We think about that. We think about this water from the rock that prefigures the spiritual gifts from Christ. The church, as early as the apostolic times and constantly in her traditions, has illuminated the unity of the divine plan. The two testaments through typological work of God in the Old and in the New Testament. The challenge is this, the challenge in tempting God. I don't believe in God. God doesn't exist. I don't believe that. It's a type of tempting of God. It's not good. We know what we're doing. We know we're being rebellious. Very rebellious. But this challenge in tempting God wounds the respect and the trust we owe to the Creator and Lord. It is harbored in doubt about His love for us and providence and in His power. You understand that? You ever been disrespected by your own children? Maybe for some good reason. Maybe you're a bad parent. You gotta think about that too. Maybe your child is right. Maybe you are a bad parent. Maybe you need to apologize. You know, I see parents all the time. We see this. You know, we see this single parents, right? As I talked earlier in the program, because their friends, all their friends encouraged them. Oh yeah, go ahead and get divorced. You'll be free. You'll be fine. Things will be great. Then they discover the financial hardships. They discover the hardships of a single parent raising children by themselves. It's very difficult. But what's the culture tell us? The world tells us, you can do it all by yourself. Do it by yourself. Go ahead and do it. It's terribly difficult. You know, the culture doesn't tell us about the depression that is caused by all of these drugs that are used to prevent pregnancies, right? All these drugs that are used to prevent pregnancies. So the woman gets depressed over using these drugs. So what do? They sell the woman more drugs to get rid of the depression. It's a sickness, my brothers and sisters. This is a great sickness that we have in this world. And it just seems like the only thing we really care about is money and lies. And the father of all lies is the devil. You know, very interestingly enough, you know, this week, there is no teaching in the gospel, in the catechism, in this gospel of Luke. So I'm focusing in on this Old Testament reading and, of course, this reading from 1 Corinthians. Paul preaching to the Corinthians. and Christ's Passover. Sunday fulfills the spiritual truth of the Jewish Sabbath and announces man's eternal rest in God for worship. Under the law prepares us for the mystery of Christ, and what was done there prefigures some of the aspects of Christ. The spiritual sense of Scripture, the reality of which God speaks to us today. Can you hear God? Maybe faintly you can hear God. But if you're not going to Mass, if you're not receiving the sacraments, especially the sacrament of reconciliation, I talk to people who haven't been to reconciliation, they haven't been to confession in 10, 20, 30, 40 years. I ask them, how do you expect to hear the word of God? How do you expect to hear God when your house inside here is full of garbage? Hatred. Hatred. And hurt. Sorrow and pain that you have not let out, that you have kept up inside of yourself for 25, 30, 40 years. It's almost impossible to hear the voice of God. But do not tempt God, my brothers and sisters. Do not try to force God to act with you unless you're not willing to act also. Go back to Mass. Go back to reconciliation. This is a beautiful time of the year to do exactly that. We only have a couple more minutes left. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it is so critical. It is so critical. We think, oh, it's not a big deal, not going to Mass. It is a big deal. It is the spiritual medicine, the things that opens our eyes to the truth of the things that are around us. And please, please, please try to reconcile your marriages. Please. And if it's gone past, you know, try to forgive. Try to forgive. So also, my brothers and sisters, I point you to EWTN.com and St. Pope John Paul the Great's Theology of the Body. The Mystery of the Woman Revealed in Motherhood. In his general audience of the 12th of March in 1980, Holy Father Pope John Paul II further examined the concept of mutual knowledge between the first man and woman. The woman is brought to full awareness of the mystery of creation and the renewal of human generation. So I ask you, my brothers and sisters, to check that out. It is so beautiful, this theology of the body. And so as we go forward through this week, my brothers and sisters, think about your mothers. Think about the Blessed Mother Mary. Maybe that's the place you need to start to have her introduce you to Jesus Christ, her Son, the King of the universe. This love, the love of this family, the love of the church. And to work towards forgiveness within our own families and forgiveness, most of all, of ourselves. To go look in the mirror and say, I love you. I'm sorry for the mistakes I've made. Please help me, God. Please help me forgive myself. Please help me to love myself. For I am God's creation. I am in God's family. And Jesus Christ is my brother. Blessed Mother Mary is my heavenly mother. Please help me, God. May Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you.